Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we've been taking a look at what the Bible says about the midnight hour. The midnight hour is a reference to difficulties, adversity, dark times that we face in life when the circumstance seems hopeless, the future looks impossible, and you feel absolutely helpless. There are many places in Scripture where we see people hitting that midnight hour in their life. In Acts chapter 16, we find Paul and Silas facing a very midnight hour in their life. Paul had been preaching in Macedonia and had been followed for days by a young girl who had a spirit of divination. And she had been saying about Paul and Silas, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." The scripture goes on to tell us in verse 18 of chapter 16, "And she continued doing this many days. But Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And it came out at that very moment. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. And when they had brought them to the chief magistrates, they said, 'These men are throwing our city into confusion, being Jews, and are proclaiming customs which it is not lawful for us to accept or to observe, being Romans.' And the crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off them, proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened." Everyone in life will face, at one point or another, a midnight hour, a time of adverse circumstance, a time when your situation seems very dark, when it seems that the future has no hope of great improvement and you feel helpless to do anything about it. That's the kind of situation Paul and Silas faced here. It was a dark time for them. They had been doing God's will, obeying God, and found themselves unjustly persecuted, accused, slandered, and then imprisoned and tortured without even a trial. In the inner prison, with their feet in stocks and vermin and rodents crawling all around them, it most likely did not look like there was any hope for tomorrow, as they had already been so unjustly treated. And yet we see a remarkable thing about Paul and Silas. Rather than becoming offended and resentful, mad at God about the whole thing, since they were doing his will and what did it get them but a trip to jail, you see no sign of offense in their heart. You see no bitterness or anger. We see only very simply two men in their dark hour praying and singing hymns of praise to God. When you're resentful, bitter, and angry, worship and praise is impossible. We know that Paul and Silas kept a clear conscience before God. They did not allow the midnight hour they were facing to affect their trust and their faith in God. They were not shaken or moved by their circumstances at all. They remained steadfast in believing God and his word. They were sure that God would cause all things to work together for good to those who loved God. They knew who they believed, and they were convinced, they were persuaded that he was able to guard what they had entrusted to him. Those very words were penned by Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and they were deeply ingrained in their hearts. And because of that unshakable faith, their response to the midnight hour of their life was truly remarkable. Today, I want to talk to you about how your choice of how you respond in your midnight hour can keep other people in bondage, or it can set other people free. Take a look again at Acts 16. It says, "But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." Understand that the other prisoners were observing how Paul and Silas dealt with, how they handled, how they were responding to their midnight hour. People watch you in your life. Paul wrote that we are epistles read by all men. That is very true. Your very life is an epistle read of all men. In other words, people watch how you respond to situations that you face in life. And like Paul and Silas, the same applies to all of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. The other prisoners were listening to them as they sang praises to God, even though their feet were in stocks, they were unjustly imprisoned, their backs were no doubt aching with the searing pain of the stripes that they had endured at the hands of the jailer. And yet their response to the midnight hour was no doubt astonishing to those who observed them. And what happened? Paul and Silas were able, because of their faith, their trust, their unconditional hope in God, to respond to the midnight hour in perfect peace and perfect confidence that God was able to turn the whole thing around. People watch you to see if God makes a difference in a life or not. Your response to your midnight hour will either witness one of two things to other people. One, that God makes no difference in a life. Or number two, that God in a life changes everything. In verse 26 of Acts 16, just after Paul and Silas were singing those praises to God, suddenly there came an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. How is it that everyone's chains were unfastened? God sent an earthquake to shake the foundations of that prison in response to Paul and Silas's complete and total trust in God, because God responds to that heart of faith. God responds to the heart of faith. Why didn't God just allow their chains to be unfastened? Because I believe there's a principle here, and it says that when that earthquake came and the foundations of the prison house were shaken, all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. Paul and Silas's witness of the goodness of God, no matter what you're facing, spoke volumes to the heart of the prisoners who were listening and observing their response to the midnight hour in their life. Everyone's chains were unfastened. Why? Because of how Paul and Silas dealt with the midnight hour of their lives. Because they could sing at midnight, it affected other people. If you can sing in your midnight hour, if you can maintain an unshakable trust in the goodness and the love of God, it will impact the lives of other people. The most dramatic testimony of this that I'm aware of in recent history is that of Dave Reaver. Dave Reaver was a young man in the Vietnam War. He was a trained elite forces member in the U.S. Navy. And in Vietnam, on a river delta, They had come under enemy fire, and he was about to throw a phosphorus grenade when a bullet hit that grenade, and the grenade exploded 6 inches from his face. Immediately, his entire face on the one side was blown off. His skin of his shoulder and face were on fire. The pain was searing beyond anything humanly imaginable, and he literally watched part of his face float down the river. When his companions saw what had happened to him, they observed this amazing thing about Dave Reaver. In the middle of his excruciating pain, several fingers had been blown off as well, he screamed at the top of his lungs, "God, I still believe in you." When his companions saw how he responded in this midnight hour of his life, two of them fell to the ground on their knees and cried out to God and gave their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. Remember, your response to the midnight hour you're facing will either witness that God makes no difference in a life or God changes everything when he's in your life. God wants you to trust him implicitly, and he'll bring you out. If he has to shake the foundations with an earthquake, he'll bring you out in triumph. But he wants you to have a heart of trust and not to be shaken, though you may be facing great difficulty. And the byproduct of your faith and trust will not only be your own victory, but it'll be freedom to other people. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.